Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Afternoon. This is Roland. If you were looking for someone to run with you, to share on the run with you, you've come to the right place. My name is Roland. I am the 20 Minute Runner, and I want to welcome you to episode 49 of the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. Today is April the 18th, 2010, Sunday. It is about 10 to 5 maybe in the afternoon. 62 degrees, light breeze, sun with virtually no clouds at all. And even though the sun is a little bit warm, it's not unbearable by any means. I have been running for right at 13 minutes, and we've covered 13.04 miles, 0.10, so just over, 1.3, not 13. 1.3 miles, so we're running about a 10-minute pace. And the weather is absolutely spectacularly beautiful. Now it's getting a little bit warm, but nothing that is terribly unbearable. Earlier this week, I received news about my brother-in-law's dad passed away. Hello, his name was James, and James had not been well for quite some time. He was 84 years old, and so James passed away 2:30, I think it was Wednesday morning, and funeral was Friday at Teachy Presbyterian Church. And if you know where Teachy, North Carolina is, well, Teachy is halfway between, well, not quite halfway, but between Rose Hill and Wallace. A little bitty place. James was associated with that church. I didn't help with the funeral, but I did go down Thursday to visit with my mother and stepdad, who she seems to be doing as well as I can remember in recent months. And he's just so-so. He is taking oral chemo for his multiple myeloma. Doesn't feel well. He's up and around. His appetite's okay, but just doesn't feel well. So when I got there on Thursday evening, he was on the telephone with one of the satellite providers canceling his satellite service. My mother told me as he was on the phone, he'd gotten to the point where he just didn't care for television. And she's not that big of an addict of it. Of course, you don't have to be an addict to watch TV, I know that. But anyway, so he was calling trying to get that canceled. And once it was finished, he didn't feel totally satisfied about it, what they had told him or what he understood. So we called back, and after about 40 minutes on the phone, talking to someone in customer loyalty, they were able to let us know that he did not owe almost $200 that they claimed he did for early termination. He had nothing. And the person that I spoke with, Jesse, his dad's Jesse, he is also going through cancer treatments, chemo actually, intravenous at this point. Don't know where Jesse lives. I don't know his last name. But Jesse Jr., I asked him about his dad. Because when I told him about Ronald, as I was talking to him on the phone, trying to get some of the stuff cleared up, he told me about his dad. So I told Jesse I'd be praying for Jesse Sr., and I have been. He said that Jesse Sr. served 3 tours in Vietnam and was clearly exposed to Agent Orange, which I believe Sammy was as well when he was in Vietnam. But he said the VA is beginning to cut off what they're covering for his medical expenses. And of course, I know we can't pay for everything, but to me, our veterans, men and women, they need to be taken care of. Absolutely taken care of. And if we have to cut money to prisons, we need to look out for the men and women who have served in our country in that capacity. So, hope Jesse does well. He was very, very helpful, very, very nice, and we were able to get Ronald squared away, and of that we were thankful. Incidentally, I canceled my satellite TV 3 weeks ago. I got tired of paying $90 a month for something that I rarely look at. Now, once in a while I will, but it's just one of them things that I felt like I could do without. As things continue to tighten with everybody, us included, I told Cindy, let's just cut the thing out and we could do more with $90 and give it to the cable or the satellite provider. She agreed with that. So they told me what to do. They sent me the empty box by FedEx, packing materials were in it. Even the piece of tape was in it. Basically, you put it in the box. The receiver, along with the remote, they don't want the dish. And you tape it up, take the pre-printed label, paste it over your label, take it to FedEx. Or have them come pick it up. I carried it to FedEx, and the lady asked me about that particular satellite provider. She said, what is up with them? I said, what do you mean? She said, I've got 4 or 5 people every week that are coming in shipping back receivers. And I said, well, I think it's just a sign of the times, sign of the economy. But we bought a $30 indoor high def antenna and can pick up about, I don't know, 13, 15 channels, including all the major networks, a couple independents, things like that, public TV. And to be quite frank with you, I'm as happy as a clam. Bonanza comes on at 9 o'clock at night on one of the channels, and they follow it up with the Beverly Hillbillies. And man, I'm good to go. As you can tell, if it's not historical, educational, sports related, most of it, other than those things, most, not all, but most of it, if it's not 30 years old, I'm not that interested in it. I don't know why. My favorite music tends to be Sinatra and different ones like that as well. So anyway, we went home for the funeral, and while we were there, Sammy called me to tell me about James's death. And we got to talking about that Sammy had wanted to measure the fields behind his house where he and Veda, his daughter, get out and walk. Sammy's actually beginning to run just a bit. And if his health were permitted, I'd love to be able to just go run with him. Steady, even if it's a slow pace. Forget the racing. Just get out and run with Sammy again will be so, so rewarding and meaningful to me. So, after the funeral Friday morning, we went out in the backyard, and incidentally, Sandra took a picture of me, Veda, and Sammy, complete with our, me and Sammy had on old straw hats that he provided, Veda had on her cap. Got a pretty good picture of us standing, and if you look behind the picture, or in the back of the picture rather, that scene, you will see the fields and edge of the woods, things like that. That's where we walked. So we took off and started walking and really took our time. Saw some wild turkeys, albeit at a distance. Saw a turtle in the canal. The canals were actually built by slaves. At least that's what I've always heard, and I believe it to be true. And that area is called the Pocosin. I think if you look up Pocosin in the dictionary, you'll find a definition. But my understanding is it's just a raised area that is still swampy. There's a lot of swampiness in that area of North Carolina where we're from. And I remember my grandmother, who died 29 years ago this month, I remember her talking about the Pocosin. Well, that's what it was. Very, very fertile farmland. It's been drained. And they have these canals that are probably, I don't know, 2 feet deep. And from top down to the bottom, including 2 foot of water, probably 8 feet deep, maybe 10 feet across. Too far to jump it. And we walked along there, and then came up by a couple of big chicken houses and back out to the road that goes in front of Sammy's house. Talked to one of his neighbors and went back up his driveway, which is pretty long. Really enjoyed that. Sandra had bought barbecue pork, Billy's Barbecue in Wallace. She browned it in the pan, baked some crinkle French fries, and we had a sandwich and fries for supper. But we covered just over 3 miles. Really, really took our time. Walked steady, but it was uneven, and I recorded for some of that. So I'd like to play a little bit of that here. This was recorded this past Friday, which would have been the 16th of April, around 5 o'clock, 5 to 6, somewhere in that ballpark. Hope you enjoy it. Church went and did tornado relief 2 weeks ago. We had bad tornadoes, and I recorded. Well, it's running, but we hadn't gone far enough. Wait a minute. No, hold on, hold on. We got to. Where do you want to start measuring from? I got to hit the button
right here at the goal post.
That's a good place to remember. Y'all don't have to come back.
Yeah, but we only have one experience.
Okay, are y'all ready? Alright, the stopwatch is running. It has to run while
we're gone. Make a banana pudding while we're gone.
Hold on.
Now, how far are we going? I mean,
record our voice.
Yeah. Listen to that CD I brought, Sammy, especially the end. You'll hear me when I finish and we're talking and Carol and... But anyway, the show is I run in part of it. And sometimes it's mostly about running, and sometimes it might be about everything from tornado relief to... No, I don't talk about that kind of stuff on it. Okay, we have walked 120. We have walked 1/5 of 1/10 of a mile.
That's 1/50 of a mile, right?
Yeah. Does that sound right? And it's accurate to within 10 feet.
See back yonder as far as you can look.
Is that where we're going up yonder?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, we're not.
How long is this going to take? I thought it was going to take about 20 minutes.
How long did it take? It's been
about an hour and 30
minutes. You know what? This would be ideal to run out here, Sammy. Except when they got, I guess if they got corn.
Corny and sarcastic or nothing, but. Yeah, it is.
I mean, really, it's level enough that it's not that big a deal.
I don't think they ever knew it, and they used to keep us keep a steel row of cornerstone down.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. It's so a little unusual because where we live, it's clay.
Yeah.
And seeing black dirt like this is...
That's what Becca said.
I mean, I grew up with it, but it's just when you don't see it much.
Right.
One of the things I remember about Vietnam, how red the dirt was.
Really?
Wow. And I had a New Testament Bible in my backpack one time, and a grenade went off behind me, and it got caught in that
explosion.
In that explosion, and there was shrapnel in that little New Testament Bible.
Are you serious? Wow.
Plus there was red clay all in the page.
Wow.
And I don't know what happened to it.
Wow, that's...
And picket my first flight to give it to me.
How about that?
Had my name put on the bottom of it.
Was it for when you left to go to Vietnam, or was it just... Now, one thing I failed to notice, I don't see any fire ants.
I guess it's not time for them yet.
They can be pretty.
How far? We're getting ready to find out, but how many acres you reckon to those woods way over yonder? Just, you reckon it's a couple hundred acres?
Right there to there. It's where it's clear at.
Right.
Up to the highway. And right along this line here, not counting where mine is, 27 acres.
Wow. So when you hear about people owning like a 5,000 acre ranch, that's a lot of land.
Hey, girl, I have to walk over.
Yeah. Gracious. Now, obviously they had something planted out here at one time, maybe last year.
Charles was going to plant it.
They're not going to plant it this year, are they?
Getting out of the bulb business.
Was it bulb canna lilies? Is that what was in it?
Charles Hatch. What Jimmy told me. No, that's what you.
So canna lilies is what they've been putting out here.
Well, why? Since it's not planted now, then.
All right, I got a weak GPS signal.
What does that mean?
Now it's picked it back up, I think. Yeah. That means for some reason, wherever we were, it blocked the signal.
What could be blocking?
I don't know, let's see if it moves. We've been 0.165 miles. I don't know, sometimes out in the open like this, there shouldn't be an issue.
There's a huge power line up there.
No. I need to keep an eye on to see if it's... I mean, it switched back from weak signal to the readout, but it's not changing at this particular second. You know, like if I run under a building or something, if I run under a covered area long enough, it'll do that.
Do you run under any buildings?
No, but I do run under covered areas.
Do you run over them?
Run beside them, usually. Okay, it's not changed in the last minute.
Maybe it hasn't moved yet.
It hadn't shown back weak signal again, so... And sometimes when it does that, it may go a minute or two and not register right, and then all of a sudden it catches up and it...
So the satellite's staying in one place.
There we go, it jumped. We've walked a quarter of a mile. 0.254. But if you're here to watch beep, just let me know. That means that either it's the top of the hour or the signal's lost.
Hot out.
Yeah, it is. See the big turtle?
Yeah.
One laying in the
yeah,
water.
I see him.
He's up there on the log, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see him, Beta?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
He went in the water.
He just dove in, yeah. Now this water doesn't have near the algae or whatever in it.
That's something. sure. I can't get over how...
What?
Man, you feel like you're away from everything.
You're pretty near away from everything.
0.960, so...
Back here on the track, we're about a third of a mile away.
Yeah. 0.960, 0.965. We're walking about a 25-minute mile. Although we stopped and talked a little bit.
I bet you were tired when you got through that mountain.
No, actually I felt really good. Yeah, I was tired. Sammy seemed to think I was unsteady on my feet for some reason. I felt like Rubber Band Man. I knew that I was not quite, you know. Yeah.
Did you do it again?
Oh, yeah. 20 minutes before the finish, I said, why am I doing this? And 20 minutes after it was over, I was already thinking about the next one. Lord willing.
Look at the turkeys.
Sure enough.
The invader.
Wow. No. Is that turkeys or buzzards? I believe that is turkeys, yeah.
Buzzards walking around like that.
Well, I mean, if there's something right there, but yeah, you're right, that is turkeys.
Watch them, they'll take off way before a buzzard.
All right, 1 mile, right here. Can you remember that?
Yes.
Just remember the ditch parallel to that road we were on. This is exactly a mile, Sammy, and 4/100ths. So...
So if I want to run 2 miles, I'm going to go back.
Come here and go back, and you're good to go. Wow, that's neat.
Yeah. You can see all six of them.
We've seen them before, haven't we, Brad?
What, Brad?
We've seen them before.
There's a deer stand, too. It's getting a little bit warm out here, you know it.
It's getting hot, too.
Okay, right here. We have walked 1.504, so we've walked a mile and a half.
Okay.
Long time to that.
The road.
How about that? I would say just that big stump right there if they leave it.
Yeah. Don't want to walk that way and that way. Go back the same way.
Well, whatever you want to do.
I know what's down there. I know what's down here.
Okay.
I
tell you what, you can't get across there. Don't you think you just need to go back the way you come? I don't think that log is going to work. Well, never mind. Maybe it will. It's not very solid. Maybe it's good enough to get you across. How about that? Where's my spirit of adventure, right?
No, I look like I'm too old. Such a stuff.
No, you don't. You're as old as you feel. If that's the case, I feel pretty old some days. Is that a horse?
Looks like a horse.
There's still more of them somewhere.
Look, there's been people through here. I think it was us. Those are the kind of times that I really enjoy, because they take me back to my childhood. And the dirt in that area is black. When I got back home to Mama's, I was wearing some old Saucony running shoes that I wear for my everyday shoes. White tube socks. The socks were almost black. Took my shoes off and they were just about as black on the inside where the dust got in them. But I told Sammy if I ever had an opportunity, if the door ever opened, to be back in that area. There are things about home that I miss. Things that I would enjoy.
family being primary, but other things as well. Now, I like where we live. I like Greensboro, High Point, Winston-Salem area. A lot to do. Medical care is superb. But, I don't know. Sometimes I just miss doing some of the things I did growing up. I mean, I left there for good, more or less, when I was probably 20. So that's been 26 years ago. And I've not been back to live at least within 100 miles of the family since then. And now, last 7 or 8 years, we've been about 180 miles away. That's not far for a lot of people, but it seems a bit far for me sometimes. Maybe you feel that way too about how you were raised and where you lived and all of that. But anyway, again, I just want to thank you for being with me today. It's a beautiful day. And we're continuing what I have planned as a 7-mile run. And we're just glad to have you with us. You are listening to episode 49 of the 20 Minute Runner Podcast.
I fall in love. again with you. Yes, I'd fall in love again.
Chris, one of my friends who used to be music director, minister here at our church, Canadian, went to New York to be with his brother at a large church there. He sent me an interesting clip on Facebook, which I thought was pretty funny. He just put in a little line, tagline that, "Roland, I hope this helps you with your counseling." Because I do a lot of counseling. But anyway, it's Bob Newhart playing the counselor. It's a clip from, I don't know if it's Saturday Night Live or in Living Color or something. But as the scene opens, he's in the side room washing his hands. You can tell what he's doing, but the door's open and the lady enters, the counselee, 30-something female, and she comes in, they both sit down, and before he sits down, actually, he says, "Hello, just want you to know I charge $5 for the first 5 minutes, and I do not make change, cash only." She's good with that, and she says, "But what if it goes over 5 minutes? He says, "Oh, believe you me, it won't go over 5 minutes. So she sits down, and he sits down, and he glances at his watch, and he says, "So, tell me, what seems to be the trouble?" And she said, "Well, I have this morbid fear of being buried alive in a box." And he says, "Okay, I've got two words for you." She said, "Do you want me to write this down?" He said, "Well, most people can remember the two words, but if it helps you, make you feel better, write it down." And so she takes her pencil out and her paper, and she gets ready, and he says, "Okay, here are the two words. You ready?" "Yes." "All right, here we go." "Stop it." "Excuse me?" "Just stop it." "But you don't understand. When I was raised as a child, I had issues." "No, no, no, we don't even go there. Just stop it." "All right, do you have any other problems? You've got 3 minutes left." "Well, yeah, I have difficulty in relationships with men. They seem to always be the type of relationship where they dominate me, and okay, just stop it." And she's sort of taken aback, you can tell, and she tries to bring up, "Well, I was in a bad relationship once, and I think that's affected me." Said, "No, no, no, we don't go there, just stop it." And so it continues, and every time she brings up something, that's his answer. And then at the very end, she says, "You know, I just don't like this counseling. I don't think it's helping me any at all. I mean, you haven't delved into my issues. You've just told me to stop it. And you don't try to explore." You don't try to explore what's going on." And he said, "Okay, I've got 10 words for you. And you might want to write these down." And she pulls her paper out and he says, "Okay, are you ready?" She said, "Yes." He says, "Stop it, or I'm going to bury you alive in a wooden box." And that's the way that it ended. But I told Chris, "Thank you, I appreciate that. Wish all my counseling was that easy." All right, we're going to take a little bit of water. We've been running about 30 minutes. Close to the turnaround point. Whoops, got a crinkle. As you can tell, I'm practicing my walking as I take water. Okay. As you can tell, I don't have a heavy agenda today. I racked my brains last week trying to come up with all those lessons I learned. I don't mean I couldn't think of any, I just mean I had so many things I wanted to share. Couldn't go in real depth in any of them, but appreciate your comments on that episode, by the way. Lesson I learned from the marathon about training for a marathon, about running a marathon itself, and lessons I learned about life. Speaking of episodes, that was episode 48, this is 49. Episode 50 is coming up next week, and if you can get me an MP3 or an audio file, short or even a couple minutes long, about your thoughts about the show, or just glad to see you reach 50 episodes, I'll be glad to include that, all of those in that episode. I'd love to have so many that the whole episode is just your guys' comments, but email me at 20minuterunner@gmail.com, 20runner@gmail.com, or you can find the link there at the blog. But again, this is episode 49, and we're coming up on episode 50. I'd love to have your input into that. If you'll send that to me, I would appreciate it, and I will include it. I have included some more pictures at the blog of the marathon as well. Episode 48, we had a couple of photos on the blog itself, and down the left-hand column, about halfway down or so, information with race pics. That's there as well, and we've put probably all the pictures we're going to get from that. Speaking of last episode, there was one more thing about the marathon that I wanted to mention. A lesson I've learned that I need to do, and Lord willing, I will begin doing, I hope, tomorrow, and that is the core exercises. I'll be honest, I think some of the ball exercises and the leg lifts, I think that hurt me. I may go back to the stretching, definitely. Sit-ups, crunches, butterfly crunches, I'll do those. Push-ups. But I may go back to using the bucket and a variation of the Magic 6, which later became the Magic 8, which was espoused by George Shen. I want to strengthen my quads, but I don't want to do anything to aggravate my hip. Now, today, marathon was a month ago. Yesterday, my hip's bothering me virtually none, but it did hurt when I first started going up the hill out of my driveway. I could still feel it, but it virtually has no impact on what I'm doing. So, I have rested this week. This is only my second run. We just turned around. And if I get this one in, that'll give us about 14 for the week. Next week we hope to go 7, 7, and 8, Lord willing. Again, the core exercises. And once I get up to the long run of 12 and a couple of 8-milers, at that point I will start adding some stationary bike work as well. But another one of the lessons I learned leading up to the marathon, core training is critical. I got to pick that up. I'm planning to run a 10K in June, if all goes well. The Fun 4 10K in Greensboro. It's the very last Saturday in June, I think. That means that I've got, April, May, June. I've got like 9 weeks to get ready. And I may use a 6-week training plan with speed work if I can remain healthy. And again, the knees are not bothering me, although 3 or 4 days ago, I had not even run, and they were bothering me just walking around. But today, they feel good. I really want to take my time building up for any race. But we plan to do the 10K in June, hopefully, toward the 4th of July. And then the next race, unless I sneak in a 5K late summer, early fall, will probably be the Cannonball Half, which is, I think it's October 17th or 18th, Greensboro. And I'll just go ahead and tell you, if I can get my training where I want it to be, I'm going to try to break an hour and 40 minutes for the half. Can I do it? Yeah, I believe I can. If my training goes well, and I can get back where I need to be, I think my longest run for that might be 14 or 15, not 17. I'm beginning to think long runs are critical, but I think you can overdo that as well. One thing the marathon taught me was, yeah, you've got to put in the miles, but man, your body's got to rest. You've got to have rest, or you're not going to be at your peak. And you can go 2 to 3 weeks, I believe, before you really start having serious drawbacks in your training as as far as it impacting your training. So that's what we're planning to do. I was also reading an article that was emailed to me through coolrunning.com, their newsletter, and that article was talking about long run for the marathon, and they said anything beyond 3 hours is really counterproductive. If you can cover 18 miles in 2.5 hours, that's probably as far as you need to go training for the marathon. Or if you're slower and you need to run 3 hours, do that, but don't really plan to go over 3 hours no matter what. Well, I ran 3 hours and 38 minutes once, and 3 hours and 20 some minutes the other time. So I was not really doing what I needed to do. Well, might be something to that. But as I run more marathons, we will definitely learn more about it. Again, I'm a rookie. I've done one. And although I feel very, very good with what I was able to do, all things considered, I know that that will be changed. Next time I train, I will have learned more about my body and tweaking everything and how to do that. We're going to keep running, but I'll be back through the magic of editing in just a second. Although I've got 3 miles left, we're bringing in at the end of this run a couple real quick notes. We'll close it out. Thanks for listening. If this run is any indication, I'm probably 95%, 96% recovered from the marathon. We are ascending the big hill at the end, and I found out, man, running these hills, I had no issues during the marathon because I run them every day, or every time I run. They challenge me at the beginning, and at the end, I've still got to face it where I choose to. I can run a different way, keep going and bypass the street, but I choose not to. But anyway, I had a big compliment a while ago. These two kids in the neighborhood that went through, they were there when I went by initially. And when I made the back part of the return run, hey Darcy, I thought they were 5 or 6 years old. They were in the grass playing some little toys or something. And I heard one of them tell the other one, there goes that kid running again. Well, if I'm called a kid at 46 years old, I'll take it. And I tell you, I still, marathon's behind me now, and looking forward to working back up with some moderate mileage for me, 25 to 30 a week. Looking forward to 10K and the half. And I can tell you, I still love running. I don't know why, I always have, and I hope I always will. I just feel so much better. I feel a little tired this afternoon, and actually I have felt better since I've been running. We're getting near the end. Pretty close. We're going to wind it up here. We've got a couple of tenths of a mile left. I just want to share a couple things I'm listening to right now. I did last week as well. I also listened to the podcasts about Jamestown, Virginia at history.org. And of course, you can get iTunes and subscribe. They're fairly brief. They talk about everything from methods of preservation to what they're learning about the culture of that period in that area during the time that Jamestown was founded. Cindy and I have been to historic Jamestown and the original Jamestown, which are not the same, but that's worth doing if you're ever in Virginia coastal area. But I listen to that one, enjoy it. Fox News Sunday, especially since I canceled my dish subscribe to that. I've been listening to the audio of that all along anyway, because I didn't TiVo it, and I'm always at church, so when it's on, but I subscribe to that. I told you about how stuff works. Run, Digger, Run, The Devoted Runner. I listened to some free audio books at, I believe it's, don't quote me, Libivox, something like that. People volunteer to read them. I listen to those on occasion as well. And I think that's most of what I'm listening to religiously at this point, so to speak. We're going to make this 7.2. But I did want to tell you about a website. I may have mentioned it several months ago. It's MyMP3VA. MyMP3VA.com. And I'm 99% sure that's right. If it's not, type that in search bar and you'll find it. But I think I told you about it. Anyway, very quickly, if you subscribe to music, pay music, you can go there and get fairly new albums and tons of classic pop rock. Just about any genre you can imagine. And you basically give them so much, and if you give a certain amount, $30 for instance, you put it in your account on your credit card, or with your credit card, they give you so many songs free. Songs are 15 cents a piece. I've never paid more than $3 for any album, and it's very, very simple to do. So check out that website. I just downloaded and burned a CD and listened to it coming and going down to Wallace this past couple days. Susan Boyle, I'm going to stop. I Dreamed a Dream. I listened to that coming and going. Man, let me tell you, I paid $1.44 for the album. I'm sure it's 15 or at least 10 on iTunes. Let me tell you, I don't know what kind of music you like. I like all of it, but that woman can sing. I Dreamed a Dream is a great one. Proud is another one. Cry Me a River. I mean, I'm a big band, 40s World War II songs person as well. She does a spiritual or two on it. Just a great album. I would encourage you, again, $1.44. No charge to sign up, but you do put in money, then you can go when you like. And anything you think of, I've downloaded everything from Jackson Browne, whom I really liked years ago, to James Taylor, quite a bit of Christmas music. Then I downloaded some Neil Diamond, Dean Martin, things like that. So you name it, just about it's on there. And some Christian music as well, which I listen to quite often. Anyway, check out that website. That's what I'm using right now for most of my music that is pay music. Let me tell you what we did today. I'm a little warm. My left knee's bothering me a little bit, but it doesn't feel like the runner's knee. It just feels like, hey, we're running again, and I'm not used to this. We ran 7.22 miles in 1 hour, 6 minutes, 32 seconds. I believe that's the first time that I have run over an hour since the marathon. And babe, let me tell you, it feels great. Average pace was 9:12, and I did not feel like I was pushing it. I felt very comfortable, so that tells me that we are definitely getting back where we want to be. A month out from the marathon, I am on the cusp of running 8 miles again, and pretty good clip, even though I didn't push it. Now, before the marathon, that would have killed me if I'd have run even that quickly. But today, because I've been rested and I'm not running those terribly long runs, not an issue. Again, rest is important. All right, remember, next episode is number 50. Send me an MP3, WAV file, MP4, whatever. I should be able to convert any of those. Include them in the podcast number 50. If you want to just give me a congratulations or just a word or two about the show with an audio file, I'll play that. Or if you just want to send me an email, I'll share those, make them brief, and I'll read your comments on the email segment of the show. Please tell me your name and what city you're from, and we'd like to include that. Or if you just want to give me your blog handle or at least your first name and what city, state you're from, we'd love to be able to read the emails, and then we'll play any clips when that get. All right, working on 50. This has been number 49. It's been a good one, I think. I've rambled around, but had some things I hope that entertained you, helped pass the time, as Coach Jeff said, we talked about last episode. I look forward to talking to you in 7 or 8 days. episode 50. Can't believe it's here. It's been good having you along, and I look forward to having you for many more. Share the podcast with folks that you think would enjoy it. But I'm getting out of here. I know you got things to do, too, besides listening to me ramble on and on. But I've enjoyed our time together. I'll talk to you next week. Episode 50. Until then, have a great week, everybody. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. See you later. Bye-bye. That wraps up another episode. I'm glad to have you with me. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, the20runner.blogspot.com. From the blog, you can send me an email. You can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. Take the monthly survey, or simply look at photographs of recent races and peruse the past episodes of the podcast, including being able to listen to those episodes if you'd like. Remember, all of the music used in this episode can be found at the blog. All music is used under a Creative Commons license. It's been great having you with me this week, and I look forward to seeing you again in 7 or 8 days. Until then, I hope your running's going well, and as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.